Welcome to the Rage Podcast. We hope that you find this week's message encouraging.
All right, now message time, so I need some quietness. All right. This world can sometimes seem meaningless, like a guy handing out root beer for free. Life can seem almost like you are just waiting for the end of each day, whether at school or at work or wherever you are. You are waiting for something. We have all experienced this mindset, the mindset of a purposeless life. Tonight I will be speaking about, are you thirsty for purpose? Being thirsty for purpose. And pretty soon, seconds, minutes, hours, days, and even years can just seem to pass and waste away with no recollection of importance or purpose. And this is the sad truth of a purposeless life. However, what astonishes me is that we are all people who thirst for purpose and meaning in this life. Yet not everyone in this world has real purpose. A purpose worth living for and dying for. And a purpose of meaning. But today, I have a purpose for you guys of worth and meaning. I have a purpose that will change your life and the world we now live in if received correctly. And that purpose is Jesus Christ. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear God, I just pray tonight, Lord God, that you would speak through me. Lord God, because I can't do it alone, Lord God. And I just pray that you would work through the message tonight, Lord God, like your Holy Spirit promises, Lord God, we're two and more in agreement, Lord God. We're all in agreement that this needs to be a good message tonight, Lord God. And it will be, Lord God, because you're here with me. You're speaking through me. It's not about me. It's not about what I'm doing here, Lord God. But I just pray that you would speak through me tonight. And Jesus, just let this message impact the hearts and fill people's lives with purpose tonight. Dear God, I thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Did you know that even I, the weird but lovable Chris, have worth and purpose? Yes, I am even a prized possession of God above with a purpose planned for my life. And not only that, but we all are also prized possessions of God with purpose for our lives. In James 1:18, it says he chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We are God's prized possessions. Now, all I know is when I have a prized possession, it usually holds a strong meaning for me. It has a purpose. One example of a prized possession is this shirt I'm wearing right now. This shirt is one of my special possessions. For those of you who don't know my grandpa, well, and that is not because I look super dapper in it, but it is also because this shirt used to be my grandpa's shirt. For those of you who don't know, my grandpa passed this last Monday, but I know he is in heaven because he had Jesus as his life purpose. He lived for him and served him with all his heart, mind, and soul. Amen. My grandpa was a man who didn't make all the right decisions in life growing up. He was like all of us. He was far from perfection and thirsted for purpose deeply. But before my grandpa lived for God as his purpose, my grandpa was just your average womanizer. By this I mean relationships were the purpose of his life. Not saying that relationships are bad, but when they are your main purpose for your life, they are bad. Eventually, my grandpa, after many mistakes, came to the conclusion that after time and time again of trying and trying to live for the purpose of having the next relationship, he was never satisfied. It wasn't until my grandpa met Jesus that he was completely satisfied. This is because Jesus gave my grandpa purpose that filled his common day with meaning. When God gives us purpose, he fills our common day with meaning. That means every day that we walk, we get filled with his meaning and his purpose in our life. That if going to the gas station isn't just going to the gas station, it's loving on that clerk. It's loving on the worker at the counter. It's loving on the person at the pump next to you. It's loving on that person who dropped their wallet in front of you and you were half tempted to take it. The meaning my grandpa received was to make God known to all people. And by common day, I mean that he would do that every day. And I know this because once I went over to my grandpa's house and I mowed his lawn, and he asked me if I wanted some water, and with that cup of water, he brought out a Bible. But with that glass of water, my grandpa brought out the Word of God, as if saying, living water, Jesus Christ, is the only thing that truly satisfies completely. So to me, this shirt isn't just a shirt, but a legacy that I must continue, a legacy to keep God as the purpose of my life. That satisfying living water. It is the symbol of a tradition being built of followers in my family, a bloodline thirsty for God's purpose, starting with Jesus and my grandpa. Same thing with God. The reason we are his prized possessions is because we hold special meaning to him with a specific purpose. So since you are God's special possession, which I believe we all are, then he has purpose for you, just like my grandpa's shirt. So in that, I believe God has purpose for all of us. And I believe that we are all secretly thirsty for God's purpose for our life, even if we may not know it or doubt it, even if we neglect it, like a lot of the world does nowadays. I believe, just like my grandpa discovered, when we pursue things of this world as our purpose, they leave us unsatisfied. Yearning for more, wanting more, but never enough. But when we pursue Christ, he satisfies us because he is the living water, like my grandpa brought out that one day when I mowed the lawn. In fact, even today there is also a lot of people who chase their own purpose in this world, but are never satisfied. Here's an example. If I run a mile and I get super tired, my face would probably turn red because I turn colors when I run. I don't know if it's because I don't read. I mean, breathe. Why would I read and run? If you're feeling extra spiritual, try that this week. But, oh my gosh. I don't know if it's because I don't breathe or what. But if I'm done running, what do you think I'm going to want? Water. But let's say instead I just choose to have me one of them A&W root beers that I like so much. And they leave me feeling slightly unsatisfied, dehydrated, and my stomach might hurt a little bit. And in the end, I still needed and wanted what? Water. I still needed and wanted water. This is because the same thing, okay. But if I choose the water my body needed to be satisfied in the first place, I wouldn't be stuck with the stomach ache and would be immediately satisfied. The same thing with purpose. If you choose the wrong purpose, God's purpose will still be desired. This is because we need God's purpose to survive, just like we need water. Like water, without God's purpose, we face death, but with it, we face eternal life. So if you choose God's purpose, you will be satisfied, but if you don't, you never will. Just to take the pressure off you guys really quick, here's a question some of you are probably wondering right now. And that question is, what if I choose the wrong purpose? I love Jesus, but I don't want to choose the wrong purpose. What if I waste my life doing something that's wrong? Well, don't stress. Here's the purpose God gives us all. That's simple to start out with, and it won't mess your life up, I promise. Love God and love people. And don't worry, God will use you and satisfy you. And he will even fulfill his own purpose in you, his special, specific purpose in you. He maybe even use you like my grandpa did with that glass of water. Because he wants everyone to know him. I know he will use you if you pursue him in these ways. Can you guys open up to Jeremiah 29:11? Some of you Bible quizzers are like, that's the most specific. Like that, I know that verse like the back of my hand. It's like probably the first verse you guys learned. I like this verse. It's good. For I know the plans. Are we there yet? Okay. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Please believe me. God wants to use you and satisfy you with the plans he has for you. And if not, believe me, then believe the Creator who created you. If you think you don't have purpose, the enemy is already winning. Who is the enemy? Satan. We all know this now. Most of us know this. And if we don't, now you do. Because if he can get you to believe that you don't have purpose, then he can make you ineffective in God's purpose. Because God gives you purpose once you start believing in him. And when the enemy gets you to believe you don't have purpose, all of a sudden going to school is just waiting until the end of the day to get home and relax, play some video games. All of a sudden, going to work is waiting until I can get home and get some sleep because moving is hard. But when you have God as your purpose, you love on the people at your school, and you look forward to every second of that day. If the enemy can make you believe that you have no purpose, he can make you believe that you're worthless. But would a God who gives his son for someone who is, would a God give his son for someone who is worthless? No, doesn't make sense. I love Jeremiah 29:11 because God is saying he literally created you with plans in mind. He created you with pre-planned purpose for your life. Why do you think we aren't satisfied until we choose to live with Jesus Christ as our purpose? To love God and love people. It is because we are made to do it. We all thirst for purpose, but which one is the one that satisfies? Only God's. So, Chris, how do we know that God's purpose satisfies? That's a great question, Nathan. Thank you for asking that question. We know this by looking at the life of John the Baptist. John the Baptist is one of my favorite Bible characters. I mean, this dude literally lived out in the wilderness, dunking people in water, like wearing camel hair, eating locusts and wild honey. This dude was a survival expert. I like survival. This dude gets me amped. John the Baptist was an awesome dude with an amazing purpose. For those of you who don't know, John the Baptist's purpose was to prepare the way for Jesus coming to the earth. Could John have chose his own purpose in life? Yeah. He could have chosen a life of comfort, but he would have never been satisfied. But instead, he chose to live in God's purpose. And though it was hard, he was so satisfied that he was out in the wilderness, dunking people in water, eating locusts and wild honey while wearing camel hair. I can only imagine what people thought of him. That is a weird man. But one thing they couldn't deny is that God was using him in a visible way. Just like my grandpa. You can tell that John was completely satisfied with living in God's purpose. Because only somebody who is satisfied would be eating locusts and wild honey from the field. I do like a cricket every once in a while, but locusts, come on, that's a little sketchy. So the last question is, if John did it, why not you? John was a human who breathed just like all of you. And John could only be satisfied by God completely like all of you. Who believes tonight that God has purpose for your life? I do. Zach Clough does. Because let me tell you tonight that it is God that holds satisfying purpose for your life. So are you thirsty for God's purpose, church? To love God and love people, because it was God who gave purpose to Moses to free the Israelites from slavery. It was God who gave purpose to Noah to build an ark to save humanity. It was God who gave purpose to Abraham to start a nation. It was God who gave purpose to Peter to start the church plantation. It was God who gave purpose to John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus. It was God who gave purpose to Solomon to build a temple he can be in. It was God who gave purpose to me that I stand here now. And it was God who gave purpose to us that we need to be about. It was God who gave purpose again and again. And it is God who gives purpose that satisfies all men. That was an accident. I didn't mean to rhyme. Just joking. I can go on all day on the purposes God has given. Mandy, Carl, Angie, Mark from Nashville, Guillermo from El Salvador, and Grandpa from the hospital. Me, you, us. But unless we seek God with all our hearts and our soul and our mind and surrender our life to Him, we will never be satisfied. Are you hearing the Spirit tonight, church? Let us hear you right, God. Let us be the start of a bloodline in Christ Jesus that is satisfied with living in God's purpose. Because in this very moment, God has purpose for you. Let this moment tonight be the start of a never-ending thirst for purpose. Our purpose to be ultimately satisfied under the cross of living water. Can I get an amen, church? Amen. Preacher Chris coming out. Does every day fall under the satisfaction of knowing God has purpose in every single moment you face? And if not, then we need to check our purpose. Or have you let the enemy's thoughts rip you limb from limb, saying you aren't good enough, tearing purpose out of your life? But tonight we scream back at the catacombs of hell saying, proclaiming that Jesus is our purpose. Yesterday, I prayed with a Muslim man after using a coupon to buy him some coffee. God used my purpose at a gas station. God has purpose for you in every single moment. The person you're sitting next to isn't without meaning. It's to build relationships, it's to build friendships. Every single thing you do, every breath you take, God is there. And I believe that God has purpose for you in every moment, because God's purpose was fulfilled at a simple gas station again. One last question I have for you wonderful creations of God tonight, and that is, are you satisfied? We're still thirsty for purpose, because God is the only purpose you'll ever need. Let us go to God and search for satisfaction tonight and bow our heads.
Thanks for joining us for our podcast today. If you'd like more info on us, you can find us on the web at www.ragestudentmin.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ragestudentministries.